In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, there was Paul Brown.
Paul Brown transformed the game.
Hello, Paul Brown here. Welcome to the first ever International Browns Podcast. Good morning, Cleveland. I'm here with Hayden Grove, who's just left Brea. Hayden, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, I've just looked at your video you did with Baker Mayfield and the military guys. It's got 2.4 million views.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think I was just in the right place at the right time. One of those situations where, you know, I tend to try to do things a little bit differently, and with my job, it's more social media, more showing people what they can't see as opposed to just telling them or writing stories and whatnot. So, I try to do things like that. And the guy, one of the security guards, talked to me for a little bit, and I was talking to him, and he said, they called the players off, and I was like, okay, well, I'll go inside, and it'll be done. But he was like, he said, I would wait. I think Baker said he's going to stay. And I was like, really? He's going to refuse to go inside? And he said, yeah. So that's kind of how it worked, is that, you know, the security guard helped me out. And, it was a really cool video. And I'm glad people enjoyed it.
Excellent. And obviously, when you're filming at the Brea, anything that you can do goes online, that's fine. Or does Browns have to check things before it goes live?
No, I mean, they have certain sections that you're not allowed to film. But everything pretty much in training camp is you're allowed to do. So that's pretty helpful when you're with the media. I mean, they have certain sections of practice that sometimes they won't let you film because it's got, you know, stuff that other teams might pick up on or something else like that. But generally, it's pretty open and it's pretty good. So the Browns do a nice job, and we appreciate them for kind of allowing us to have kind of free range.
Well, more people have watched your video than the population of Cyprus, the country. So, mate, that's good going, mate. So,
did you have to look that up?
Mate, guilty as charged. Yeah, I'm looking.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, good. But, mate, it's been a big blur for me. Thursday night, I stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning, went to work, and I haven't really caught up on what's been going on in the Browns world since then. So, if I'm correct, there's been two practices.
Yes.
And what have you been seeing at the practices? Let's just start with the offense. How's it been with wide receivers, for example, since we've been back?
It's been good. I mean, yesterday OBJ played a little bit, Jarvis played a little bit. They weren't in pads yesterday, so it was a little bit kind of a down day in terms of practice. They didn't really do too much, but that's what to be expected after a game. These guys played really hard on Thursday night, so it's hard for me to imagine that they'd be expected to go out and have a full padded practice, you know, just go at each other. So it was a little bit of a light day yesterday. And then today they were back in pads, but OBJ wasn't practicing much. Jarvis Landry had a few reps. But the wide receiver position is interesting right now because, you know, a guy named Ish Hyman, he's number 16. He's getting a lot of the reps with the Browns at this point because, you know, Jarvis isn't getting a ton of reps. Odell's not getting a ton of reps because they're trying to save these guys and, you know, let them be as, you know, healthy and happy as possible going into the season. So that's really something to think about. But, I mean, when you look at the wide receiver core as a whole right now, Antonio Callaway out with a sprained ankle, and then he's going to be suspended 4 games. That happened yesterday before practice, so that was kind of the big news of the day. Antonio Callaway going to miss the first 4 games of this season with after violating the substance abuse policy of the NFL. We don't know exactly what it was. We don't know if it was marijuana or anything of the like, but it appears that he did fail a drug test. So the Browns said they're going to stick with him and kind of help him and support him if he continues to work hard and help himself. And then other than that, I mean, you look at the wide receivers core, like I said, Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, Rashard Higgins, Jalen Strong, Derek Willis, Damian Ratley, Damon Sheehy Giuseppe, who had a great moment on Thursday night with the touchdown, and then Ish Hyman. I mean, there are a lot of receivers that they could keep. They could keep probably 5 to 6 guys. So it's going to be a tough battle for that last spot. But the receivers have been looking good. Baker's been looking good. He looked really good in a 2-minute drill yesterday. He drove the team down the field, found Jarvis Landry for a touchdown. Today he drove the team down the field again, found David Njoku for a touchdown. So Baker Mayfield has been really, really good as of late. And the defense is starting to get healthy again. Sheldon Richardson back at practice. Olivier Vernon back at practice. Larry Ogunjobi back at practice. Miles Garrett back at practice. So all those guys are getting back, which is a good thing for the Browns.
Excellent. And Damian Sheeney-Giuseppe, he's the man that everyone's talking about across the whole of the NFL at the moment. What's it like at training camp with him at the moment?
You know what? I mean, after his punt return the other day, he had a lot of people kind of see that story and find out about him. And now he's getting a ton of support at camp. You know, he's been one of the names that's been shouted so often. You know, it's usually Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham. But now Damian Sheeney-Giuseppe is definitely a part of that. So it's very, very interesting. It's great to see. I mean, the kid's story is unbelievable. Basically, he had his last $200 to spend on training for a workout. And he got the workout, and then he ended up getting a deal with the Browns. He was basically sleeping outside of his gym and didn't really play much college ball, didn't play any high school ball. So a really, really impressive story. He's very, very fast. He can find his way to the hole quickly. And he proved that he's very athletic and very speedy on Thursday night. But fans have loved it. And it appears if he gets cut, that fans will be pretty upset because they're really invested in him.
I asked the poll today, do you think he's going to make the roster or not? 65%, over 1,000 people have voted saying yes, they think he's going to make the roster. So
it's so tough. I'm so 50-50. Like, you know, if he continues to return kicks and be great at it and get big yardage, then yes, he'll absolutely make the roster. If guys get hurt, if Antonio Callaway, if that situation doesn't rectify itself, if other guys just aren't performing well, yes. So I'm going to say, I'll say 51% he does make it. I'm going to say 51% he makes it. I know that's not a big percentage, but I'm going to say 51% he does make the team.
On Thursday, I didn't think the tight ends got a lot of reps or didn't do anything super amazing. How have they been in training camp over the last 2 days?
Good. Demetrius Harris returned to practice today. He has he had a concussion, but he's back. Seth Abel still has a concussion. David Njoku made a really nice catch in the end zone today. I think he's going to be a really big red zone target for the Browns. I know he's had problems catching the ball, but they're working with him on that. They're working with him on his blocking abilities. And I think David Njoku could be a nice fantasy player this year if you're a fantasy player, because, again, I think that's a guy who can go make a nice play, can go go up and catch a football. And just I'm really impressed with what I've seen from David Njoku this camp. So we'll see what happens with David Njoku. But Demetrius Harris is another guy who's very athletic, very big. They just have a lot of big tight ends. I don't think they're going to end up keeping, you know, four or five of them, but I could see him keeping three with Njoku, with Demetrius Harris, with Orson Charles as kind of a fullback type. Maybe Thurl Brown sneaks onto the roster, but it's going to be hard. There's not a lot of offensive spots, and there are a lot of talented offensive players, so we'll end up seeing what happens.
Yeah, the Browns signed a fullback today.
They did. Carriage, I believe, is his name, from the Packers. They know him very well. Obviously, John Dorsey and Alonzo Highsmith having worked there in Green Bay for a while. So, yes, it's a situation in which, I think that maybe they'll just give him an opportunity, see what he can do. I think they like his toughness, his tenacity, and then you go from there.
Yeah. I guess Charles Alston may be a bit worried now that a full fullback has come in. So, we'll go from there.
And yeah, I mean, you know, that can – go ahead.
Yeah. My last question, I know you haven't got a lot of time, you need to get back into Cleveland, is the running back room. Who's got this third running back position, do you believe?
So right now, Dearness Johnson is the third running back. The second running back is obviously Dontrell Hilliard, who had a nice day of practice today. Nick Chubb continues to have a great time at practice. He's been, you know, finding holes and he's just such a hard runner. He fights through contact. He finds, you know, opportunities to make plays. So I'm really impressed with Nick Chubb, and I've always have been. I mean, that's nothing new. But Nick Chubb continues to have a great camp. And Dontrell Hilliard, they have a lot of faith in him. They have a lot of faith in what Dontrell Hilliard can do as a running back. And I don't think Duke Johnson is that big of a loss. I just don't. I think he was an average offensive player that shined on a really bad team. And, you know, God bless him. Best of luck to him and with the Houston Texans. But I don't see it. I don't see it right now. I don't see him kind of being – a great kind of running back, and I think the Browns got a great deal for him, maybe a third-round pick, maybe a fourth-round pick. He's never missed a game in his NFL career, so if he does make 10 games with the Houston Texans, the Browns get a third-round pick, and I think that's pretty significant. So a nice job by John Dorsey again, and I think once you get Kareem Hunt back week 9, I think this team is really, really going to be excited.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks for that, Hayden. And Eric Kush, was he at right guard today?
Yes, another day at right guard for Eric Kush. It looks like he's kind of taken over that right guard battle. And Austin Corbett is more kind of the backup center at this point. But again, injuries happen, things happen. So I'm sure Austin Corbett will get another opportunity here at some point.
Kickers today. Joseph Good. Went 5-5 and Austin Sebett went 4-5, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, they were good today. Greg Joseph had a really good day. Greg Joseph has not had a bad camp. I mean, I think that, you know, he had some struggles early on, but he's done pretty well. I know he had the missed extra point the other night, but I really believe that Greg Joseph has been fine. Austin Seibert's had his struggles for sure, but obviously they invested a fifth-round pick in him, so that's not a guy they're just going to give up on. So, yeah, I mean, the kicking battle is a little – I think people are blowing it a little out of proportion. I think both guys have done a decent job. I think Greg Joseph has the leg up right now. And I think he'll continue to do that. I think he'll end up winning the job. But I think people are blowing the kicking situation way out of proportion. I think it's not as bad as people are saying.
Excellent. And anything noticeable on the defense at all over the last couple of days?
Like I said, guys just coming back. Mack Wilson obviously had a great game on Thursday. But guys coming back again, Olivier Vernon, Sheldon Richardson coming back. Miles Garrett played in the game. That Larry Ogunjobi played in the game. So your front four is back. Yeah, nothing too notable. I mean, one of the guys, I'm forgetting his name, actually, because he's got a long name. But one of the defensive linemen had a really good night on Thursday, and he's continued to be very, very hard to block.
Lawrence? Line.
Yes, that's right. Lawrence, correct. The Lawrence has had a really, really good camp, and they seem to be excited about him. So be on the lookout for that backup defensive line, Chris Smith, Trevon Coley, Lawrence, Zettel maybe. So they got some talent in the back end of that first or that defensive line, maybe a little more depth than we thought.
All right, Hayden, are you traveling out to the Colts this week?
I am not traveling to the Colts. I'll be at 5 away games this year, but the Colts, we decided to do that instead of do the Colts. So I will not be in Indianapolis, but I will be at 5 away games. We felt like that was the better option for us.
And do you know if when the Browns are traveling out there?
I believe Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I know they're off Tuesday, so maybe Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, Hayden, look, mate, thank you so much for your time. It's always great to catch up. Where can people find your details?
Yeah, you can go to @H_Grove on Twitter. I'm on there constantly. Actually, I've been posting more to Cleveland.com, @Cleveland.com, DOTCOM, Cleveland, DOTCOM. More of my videos are going up there. But yeah, it's where you can find me. Album is out in 3 days, I think, on the 13th. So that's exciting, and looking forward to it.
Mate, when it goes live, let me know. I'll give it a retweet. And have you got one Browns song in your album?
Nah, no Browns songs. No Browns songs. But I appreciate the retweet. It's not a sports. I mean, I guess I could have, but it's. I just was completely out of the sports realm when thinking about it. So. No Brown songs, unfortunately.
Mate, some breaking news on the podcast. Tracy Sprinkle has been claimed by Houston Texans. So Texans are just hoovering up all our rejects.
There you go. Tracy Sprinkle. Ohio State guy, Elyria guy. So best of luck to him in Houston.
Excellent, mate. Thanks a lot, Hayden, mate. Have a great Saturday night. I'll speak to you soon. Thank you.
Yes, you too, Paul. Thanks so much, man. Cheers.